This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Qad. Tahdith al-Ayn, collection of Imam Abu Dawood with a reasonable chain of narration read to us by the Sahabi Abu Umama. And the series of humbleness is what I'll be covering this week as well, probably for another couple of ahadith. And I'm talking about humbleness because I think it's something that is worthy of our time. It is the realization of reality. This is what humbleness is. We overcomplicate it sometimes in the ways that we talk about it, but really all it is the ability to realize what reality is. If any other way of understanding humbleness actually contradicts it, it makes you understand it incorrectly. Because if it's, you're not really doing anything. By being humble, you're not doing anything aside from just living the way you are. I am a servant, so I'm going to behave as such. Because that's what I am. I'm a servant and I'm from the soul of the earth. How should I behave? Any other way of behaving is wrong. Like any other way of going by myself is incorrect and is misled. It's an illusion. It's a lie. So it's not like, no, the usul is that I am of high status and I have a lot and I'm going to bring myself nice and close to the earth. No. You're from the earth and you're a servant. And that's all you ever will be. And actually the highest rank you'll ever get in your life is being a true servant. The best way the Prophet ﷺ was ever described in the Quran is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Subhanalladhi asra bi abdihi, when he used that term to describe him ﷺ, where he had achieved true serviceship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That was the highest ranking for him ﷺ, and the same thing for me. So humbleness is just understanding things as they are. And in this hadith, where Abu Umama gives us a little story, a very short one. It shows you how he thinks, alayhi salatu wasalam, and how he's trying to fix the or help the Sahaba understand things. فقال قال أبو أمامة ذكر أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم عنده الدنيا. فقال the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam's companions are sitting there and they are talking about dunya and how much this person has and how much that person has and how big this guy's house is and how much this person made of money and how much money you can buy and how far you can go and where you can do with wealth. And you know how these discussions go. Once you get a couple of guys on that track, it just goes on and on and on, and people just and they walk away feeling very, very upset with themselves and they don't appreciate what they have anymore because they just talked about how big dunya is. So they're talking about dunya and it's stacking up. فقال عليه الصلاة والسلام ألا تسمعون إن البذاذة من الإيمان. إن البذاذة من الإيمان يعني التقحل. So he interrupted them, which is very out of keeping of his behavior, alayhi salatu wasalam. He would listen. And he'd listened to them talk about dunya before and he smiled when it wasn't going in the direction of people getting a little bit over or carried away with wealth and the strength of wealth and the importance of having a lot of money. But when they did, he said, أَلَا تَسْمَعُونَ Will you not listen to me? Will you not listen to me? البذاذة, it means to be a minimalist. That's what it means, is to... Regarding how you dress and how you live simply, in a simple manner, where it's not overcomplicated, where you're not focused on details. Details that require a lot of wealth to be spent on them to look in a certain way or be in a certain way. Where you're okay with things being very simple and very very minimal, and you're happy with that. That's what that's how the Rawi qala, yani taqahul. Taqahul is that. It means things to be simple, where they're not too complicated. He says, "Inna al-badhadata min al-iman." Simplicity and living in a minimalistic way is from iman. It's a sign of iman. A sign of iman is just living simplistically, not requiring too many complications and too much of dunya. That's a sign of iman. So instead of feeling you're missing out on a lot of dunya, because that's where they were going. They were going in their discussion. Well, the wealthy of Sham and the wealthy of the Yemen and the wealthy of Persia and the wealthy of and they're of course living in a little old Medina with barely enough food, where people are always ill, there's barely enough water, they don't have much of dunya at all. Anyway, they're getting carried away of what other people have. And the Prophet ﷺ stopped them. Do not listen to me. Do not listen. Are you not hearing me? So they all quieted down. إِنَّ الْبَذَاذَةَ مِنَ الْإِيمَانِ Simplicity is a sign of iman. It's a sign of iman to be simplistic. It doesn't mean that you shouldn't have wealth, you shouldn't make wealth, and you shouldn't use wealth to strengthen your own ummah. But it's not, you're not doing it because you want more, need more, you aspire for just having more for the sake of more. And that is one of the signs of being humble, of understanding where you came from and what you're going back to at the end. And I think a good way to always remind yourself of that is attend janazas every time you can. That's why we should always follow janazah. Because you need to go and stand there and look down. You need to go and stand there and look down. That's where you're going to be. Very soon it'll be one of us. It's just, we're being plucked out one by one. We're all going down there. And nothing will matter anymore. Whatever you bought, whatever you possessed, how you carried yourself, what you required people to call you, and how you thought your image was, it means nothing on that day. You're wrapped up in a white cloth and you're put down into the ground. And then the day of, people will sit around and drink coffee and talk about their problems of their dunya. Maybe remember you once every couple of minutes with a Allah yarhamhum. Believe me, it ends the day of. You're lucky if in a year's time anyone even remembers who you were. So al-badhadha min al-iman, just being humble in how you present yourself is a sign of iman. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, that's how he understood the world and that's how he lived. And when he saw sahaba, his companions going with their minds elsewhere, he brought them back. Forget. يروي الإمام أبو داود في سننه بسند حسن عن أبي أمامة رضي الله عنه قال ذكر أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم عنده الدنيا فقال ألا تسمعون إن البذاذة من الإيمان إن البذاذة من الإيمان يعني التقحل. صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على